proclamation number 8379 dated the January 13th, 1963. The powers of heaven shall be shaken. I also foretold you that by the signs of the time you will recognize that the end is near. And these signs will be so obvious that you will no longer need to doubt and know the hour you live in. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. You will be able to detect cosmic changes, natural phenomena which should make you think. They will be observable, and even the lawful order of nature seems to have been revoked. And yet this, too, is governed by divine law. For everything that will happen and take place is based on my will. Yet only the truth of what was proclaimed by seers and prophets and what I foretold you myself about the end shall be revealed to you humans. For everything will become disorderly during the last days so as to make you humans take notice. Since you no longer accept any faith in a God and Creator, since you think that my works of creation are subject to your influence, since you consider yourselves powerful and extraordinarily knowledgeable, you will also have to be given evidence to the contrary. You will have to recognize your powerlessness in view of phenomena which cannot be stopped or changed by you at will. Furthermore, you must recognize that such predictions, which you cannot deny, have already existed for a long time, and that the time has finally come when it will be fulfilled what is written and what is repeatedly proclaimed to people through my word. Yet people will even regard the cosmic changes to be the consequences of their own activities and consider themselves as masters with the ability to cause such cosmic changes, and thus they will deny God with absolute conviction. For my adversary's activity in the last days intends to dethrone me, and therefore he will be bound again. But there will also always be people who are aware of the time and speak on behalf of me and my kingdom to the world, to those who are entirely without faith. For they know that the last hour will soon strike. They also consider the cosmic changes as evidence because I predicted them myself when I lived on earth. The powers of heaven shall be shaken. Single quote, this word, too, has a spiritual meaning which you humans are as yet unable to grasp. Everything that comes forth from me, that is based on my will, is alive, and since my strength, which always generates life, will express itself, every rigid form will be brought to life. In the last days before the end, my strength will flow out abundantly. Everything will become less dense everywhere. That is, the sun of my spirit will penetrate the darkness of night which enshrouds the whole of the earth. The sun of my spirit will flare brightly, and its radiance will give life to everything. It will awaken what is sleeping and give life to the hitherto dead as it is struck by this beam. Thus the powers of heaven will express themselves, which you humans are incapable of stopping. But in the end my power will also express itself in a purely natural sense which no one will be able to explain, for I predicted unusual signs before the end, and these will happen in such a way that humankind will be able to observe the events in nature with horror, since they cannot prevent them with their own countermeasures. Instead, they will even contribute by releasing forces whose effects have not been ascertained as yet, and which therefore result in all destroying consequences and accelerate the final end which, admittedly, is intended in my eternal plan of salvation, because I have always known people's will and therefore based my plan of salvation on it, but which nevertheless will be carried out by people themselves who believe themselves able to surpass me and who are visibly under the adversary's influence, whose devastating effect will then become apparent. It will happen as it is proclaimed, and anyone who pays attention can already recognize the signs of the time. Anyone who pays attention also realizes that my word is truth, which is conveyed from above to people as a greater than great gift of grace for anyone who wants to accept this gift. For at no time ever have I left humanity without forewarning when it was faced by events which I had to send over people as soon as they were at risk of utterly losing themselves to my adversary. My judgments have always been preceded by warnings and admonitions, for I always wanted to offer people the opportunity to come to their senses and make use of the short time they had left so that their souls could emerge unscathed from all such judgments. Yet these admonitions and warnings were never allowed to compel belief, and this is why my present proclamations will also find little credence no matter how clearly the signs can be observed. People try to explain everything in a way that is more to their liking, and this is why the end will take them by surprise, for the time is fulfilled, the end is near. Amen.